The piece was published on August 28th to coincide with the visit to the Bristol Bay region by EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy. In the piece, Murkowski claimed the EPA self-initiated the watershed assessment prior to receiving a project description from the Pebble Limited Partnership for the proposed Pebble Mine. In the opinion piece, Murkowski claims the EPA is not neutral on the issue and has turned the process on its head by assessing a self-conceived project without data or information from the partnership. He claims this has set a dangerous precedent that will likely threaten future resource development projects in Alaska. In another opinion piece published last Wednesday, several tribal leaders in the Bristol Bay region responded to Frank Murkowski. The leaders wrote that they take exception to Murkowski's statement that the EPA self-initiated the Bristol Bay watershed assessment. Actually, the tribal leaders are right, and Murkowski is also right. Back in May of 2010, 9 tribes in Bristol Bay asked the EPA to step in and stop development of the proposed Pebble Mine by using its 404C veto authority. That's a tool given the EPA in the Clean Water Act. The EPA decided not to go that far and still has not started a 404C process. However, the EPA decided instead to conduct a scientific assessment of the Nooshiegak and Quijack River watersheds in an effort to inform the agency's future decision-making on the matter. That means that former Alaska Governor Frank Murkowski is right when he claims the Bristol Bay watershed assessment was self-initiated by the EPA. However, the tribal leaders are also right in that their formal request for the EPA to step into the issue was the catalyst for starting the watershed assessment process. The opinion piece from the tribal leaders in Bristol Bay comes after EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy's public meeting in Dillingham to hear the concerns about the proposed Pebble Mine. Among the authors of Wednesday's opinion piece was Tom Tilden from Dillingham. He's the first chief of the Chogyang Tribal Council, and he spoke during the recent meeting in Dillingham. Tilden suggested that the tribal leaders in the region have reached out twice to the federal government to protect the region's abundant salmon resource.
The first time that we reached out was during the fish trap era. And the fish traps were killing machines, and they were wiping out the streams of Bristol Bay and the salmon of Bristol Bay. And we had to go to Washington, D.C. and ask for help. And we received that help. The fish traps were removed. And now we are reaching out again, because we have a proposal, a proposed mine upon the headwaters of the Coctuli and the Tulare Creek area that would put a huge 3-mile pit in that area and tons of waste that would eventually seep down into the groundwater and poison that water. It doesn't take a scientist to realize that eventually it's not a matter of if it'll contaminate, it's a matter of when it'll contaminate, because eventually gravity is going to take that contaminated water and bring it down into the groundwater, and it'll contaminate the area. And when you fly over that area today, you will see it as a high plateau. It is a high plateau of wetlands. There's water galore up there, and that water will seep eventually and wipe out our fishery. And that will wipe out who we are.
At the end of the opinion piece from the Bristol Bay tribal leaders, they call on the EPA to finalize the Bristol Bay watershed assessment as soon as possible and to then use the Clean Water Act Section 404C to protect the region's fish, culture, and jobs. Besides Tom Tilden, the recent opinion piece was signed by tribal representatives with the Equaw, Kalligonik, Noustuyahok, and Leevlock tribal councils. In his August 28th opinion piece, former Alaska Governor Frank Murkowski notes that the Nooshiegak and Quijack watersheds covered by the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment includes 15 million acres of state land, and he claims the land was selected for several reasons, including the mining potential in the area. Murkowski wrote that if the 15 million acres of land subject to the assessment are made unavailable for development, it will constitute a de facto set-aside for preservation by the federal government. Murkowski believes that is inconsistent with the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. The EPA anticipates finalizing the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment by the end of the year, and the Pebble Limited Partnership anticipates publicly releasing their mine plan by the end of the year and starting the permitting process either late this year or early in 2014. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.